From the big think, why some philosophers think you should be a vegetarian. Number one, I don't know how many actual philosophers there are out there that are vegetarians. Not sure their thinking is going to be very clear or exacting, and not to mention logical if they're not eating meat. Because, you know, they're already very illogical by cutting meat out of their diet, yo. There's a reason we got these fucking canines, yo. So we eat a little bit of everything, but come the fuck on. We got canines for a reason, yo. Oh, but no. We don't want to make animals suffer. We want to just eat vegetables. Well, how about those millions of little fucking varmints that die when that big thrasher machine goes through the fucking field and chops them into little bits? Oh, well, their lives don't matter. They're tiny animals. Only big animals matter, even though they're just as dumb as the small ones. In fact, some of the small ones are smarter than that big fucking cow. But you only care about the cow because he's visible. You can see him and he's big for some fucking reason. A lot of logic there. And I'm supposed to believe you're a philosopher? Get the fuck out of here. But anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out. You'll find more than 1,500 pieces. That's 1,500 motherfucking pieces plus of content there to date. So go check it out. Get a good laugh. Get some information, get some education, learn how to think, learn how to apply logic, learn how to be critical, learn how to be reasonable, and get a good laugh. The Realist Philosopher, okay? BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out, mofos. Okay, so some people calling themselves philosophers, and they're no such thing, are saying that, you should not eat meat because, whatever. I don't know why. I don't know why you're not supposed to eat meat. They're going to give some bullshit convoluted reason, no doubt. Let's find out what that reason is. We all know somebody who avoids meat. I don't. I would not socialize with vegetarians, okay? They're usually morons and meatheads, even though they're avoiding a lot of meat. All meat, in fact. These schools of thought suggest these people are onto something. Really? They're on to something, huh? Yeah, they're on to become spindly soy boys and girls. That's what they're on to. Even women need some testosterone, yo. That's not as much as men, but they still need some. But they don't have it. So they're even less logical and reasonable than they used to be, which wasn't very much to begin with. The moral arguments behind vegetarianism are ancient. No, they're not! You didn't have some fucking cave person, some jungle dweller, 30,000 years ago, running around, extolling the virtues of veganism. They die! They have limited choices, yo! They gotta eat meat, or they're fucked! How do you think our brains got so big? Wasn't off of eating legumes and almonds, yo! You fucking idiots! Yeah, and well-reasoned wrong. They tend to focus on the actions behind meat production. Hunger? Necessity? Try surviving without meat, yo! Oh, well, now we live in this modern, advanced world. There are so many options, like almond butter and soy milk. Yeah, I'll pass. This will turn you into useful sheeple idiots that can't think for yourself, and the only people that will be able to think are the ones that still are eating meat that want to rule over you. And they'll be the ones calling the shots because you're too dumb and weak and unable to think for yourself to challenge them. Yeah. You'll need to have somebody else running your life at that point. Yeah, in a no-meat world. While the question of what an ethical diet is, ethical diet, remains unanswered, these thinkers at schools provide a good place to start. Schools. Trying to add an air of validity to this bullshit. Give me a break. Vegetarianism is having a moment in the sun. Why is it all these people, by the way, are fucking commies? I have yet to meet a vegan that isn't a commie. What's up with that? Record numbers of people are giving it a try. The number of places offering vegetarian food is ever increasing, and the variety and quality of vegetarian alternatives to meat products are rising with it. Yeah. How high is that going to get when there's a world with no meat and you're eating the bugs whose protein you can't really process by and large? You'll be too fucking tired to cook any of this vegetarian crap, which takes a long fucking time and a lot of work to prepare, yo! But is this all just misplaced environmental concern? Yeah. Sentimentality? Yeah. Because you were slave to your emotions? There it is. So that's why most of these people are commie pinko scumbags, because they're slaves to their emotions. And it's the majority of those people who get turned and ideologically indoctrinated into communism, because communism, socialism, relies largely upon sophistry, i.e. appeals to emotion and not reason, to get you to join their movement. After all, the stereotype of a vegetarian remains less than flattering. Yeah, I think there's a reason for that. Or is there a method to the bacon denying madness? I don't eat bacon either. It's got all the bad shit in it. Lots of bad fats and shit. Not a bacon I wouldn't go with, okay? Not a lot of protein in that, but there's a hell of a lot of fat. Maybe every once in a while, I don't know. I mean, I eat the same food every fucking day, and I don't expect you to do that. You know, most people don't have my level of discipline, but in that regard, and I wouldn't expect you to anyway. That'd be a boring fucking life for most people. I enjoy it, but, you know, that's me. I'm very singular, I'm unique, okay? But eating only vegetables? Boy, talk about boring. Today we'll look at three philosophers. I hope one of them is not Foucault. Okay. They endorse vegetarianism, outline their arguments, and consider if you should put that piece of steak down. Oh, yeah, I should put down steak. Oh, it's so evil to eat a steak. It's so evil to eat a fucking cow. Even though 3 million weevils were killed. Harvesting that wheat grain, oh, they don't matter. They don't matter. Because if you add up the weight of all those little weevils, it's like fucking 10,000 cows. No big deal. Because we ascribe to a continuum fallacy when it comes to so many things, including abortion. Peter Singer is an Australian philosopher. Oh, why am I not surprised? Australia, one of the top 5 feminist countries in the world. Well known for his work in utilitarian ethics. Oh, boy. His 1975 book, Animal Liberation. Animal Liberation. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Is this one of these idiots that says just open up all the cages and let animals run around and treat them like people? Yeah, if we did that, they'd very quickly end up in animal jail because they'd be breaking laws left and fucking right. Because they're not sentient in most cases, and they're too stupid to understand what laws are. Good luck training them to understand not to cross against a red light. Most of them are colorblind. His 1975 book, Animal Liberation, is a groundbreaking work. It sounds like fantasy. It sounds like science fiction bullshit mumbo-jumbo kid story to me. Work in the field of animal rights and presents a bold program for treating animals much better than we currently do. You mean treating them better than people? Because you want them to be exempt from all laws, it seems. He begins with a simple idea. Animals have interests that should be considered equal to the similar interests of human beings. Get the fuck out of here! If you think I'm going to ascribe the same fucking considerations to a fucking salmon, which has like an IQ of 2, that I do to a human being that's got an IQ of 100, you're out of your fucking mind! The salmon looks in a mirror. He don't know what he's looking at. He thinks it's another salmon. So he's lacking self-awareness. He ain't got much intelligence. Get the fuck out of here! While it is true that many arguments have been made to separate humans and animals because of the differences between us. Oh, yeah, well, there's no such thing as differences. Oh, yeah, we're all the same. I'm no different than an ant. Yeah. Lefty morons. Singer points out that we never apply them to other members of the human race. What are you talking about? We apply differences all the time. Race? Gender? Ethnicity? What are you talking about? Oh, you mean lefties. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. By the way, but aren't you the most racist people on Earth? You all you do is talk about race and fucking gender. And these differences. Oh, but those differences aren't real. They're just social constructs, which you play into. If we can't hurt and eat people with very low intelligence or cannot use language, then why do we justify eating animals? Because they don't use syntax. Okay, all right. Let me explain something to you here. You go out into the animal kingdom. What are the fucking lions doing? And do you have a problem with it? I mean, if you were really... So, it's all equivocation, and we're all equal. So, you should be out there stopping the lions and the tigers and some bears, because bears, you know, they eat those fish, you know? They stand there, and the fucking salmon just swim up into their fucking mouth. Well, you know, the salmon is the same as the bear, the same as a human. You should be out there stopping them. Because they're animals. They're better than human beings. We like them more, so we're going to give them all these special pleading arguments and all of these special considerations that I wouldn't give a human being, even though we're all equal. Doesn't make sense. Since animals clearly can feel, why should we not consider them as equal when calculating the net pleasure and pain caused by an action? It's the natural world. It's the animal fucking kingdom. And by the way, so is not eating your own kind, okay? It causes real big fucking problems, okay? You're eating your own fucking species. That would be bad. Because the whole point of evolution is for your species to survive, yo. You're supposed to care about and be interested in the survival of your own race. That's why if you were to eat other human beings, you would very quickly die from genetic disorders. Because you can't eat your own species. It's not good for you. And that's reflected in our genetics, you idiot. Fucking moron. And we need meat. We need it. He argues that any attempt to morally separate humans from other animals when it comes to whose pain matters is based primarily on speciesism. They're not sentient. They can't even recognize themselves in the mirror. They're just walking, talking meat sacks for the most part. Eat, sleep, shit. Are you gonna tell me that their lives are as meaningful and fulfilled, or can be as meaningful and fulfilled as a human being's? Get the fuck out of here. You're gonna tell me that a human being has equal value to what fucking Chihuahua? Really? Yeah. Because they're a lefty. No respect for their own species. They hate their fellow humans. They hate themselves. Yeah. Prejudice against other animals rather than consistent logic. You haven't displayed consistent logic. I pointed out a whole bunch of contradictions, and we're only like a third of the way through. Should be rejected. He then concludes, given the nature of industrial farming and the suffering many animals endure because of it, that we should switch to veganism and vegan diets to maximize the total happiness. Okay, first of all, dude, I'd be miserable just eating fucking celery and tomatoes every fucking day and fruit. That's number one. Number two, you're ignoring what I pointed out earlier. Actually, more animals die in a vegan society where everybody eats vegan. Do you know how many more crops there would be if we ate only fucking vegetables and fruits in this fucking world? You'd have to turn half the fucking country into cropland. You know how many animals you would be chopping up when those fucking crops get harvested? Yo, way more than die now, but that's okay. Because I'm able to virtue signal. And say that I'm better than you, even though in all reality, if I thought critically, I'm killing millions more animals because I've gotten the world to switch to veganism. There are two subtleties in this argument that must be remembered. The first is that he's not talking about animal rights in the pure sense, really. Sounds like he is to me. He certainly isn't arguing that an elephant be given the right to vote. Yeah, he is! Well, they couldn't anyway. I mean, that'd be a stupid argument. They're not smart enough to vote. So you're at one time saying they should be treated like us, even though not like us. Saying they should be put on the same level, even though they're not on the same level. Uh-huh. He's arguing only that the difference between pain in humans and elephants is morally irrelevant. And that the elephant's interest should be considered as equal to a human's when deciding what to do. Well, I don't eat elephants. They're sentient. They're real fucking smart, yo. They're not as smart as a person, but they're pretty fucking smart. I wouldn't eat a chimp either. Maybe I was starving to death and it was me or him. Sure, I'd bop him over the fucking head. Probably wouldn't work. They're way stronger than me. I'd bop a chimp over the head. He'll tear me apart and eat me. But that's okay. Because he's not too smart and doesn't know any better. And he's running around eating his fellow chimps. But that's okay. I won't stop him from doing that. See, I only apply my virtues, my principles to humans. The animals, they're exempt because they're too stupid to understand. And at the same time, you're saying they're just like us or should be treated like us anyway. Oh, yeah, right, of course, because you said that it doesn't matter if they're stupid or not. Yeah. All right, most notably, he argues that some medical experimentation on animals is morally justifiable. Is it? Doesn't that go against your whole argument? As the benefits of the research will significantly outweigh the pain caused to the animal in the laboratory. Well, the benefits to humanity, being able to eat meat, way outweigh whatever suffering that animal might be going through, which ain't much. They're usually killed pretty humanely, right? And what do they do with cows? They just bop them in the head with a bolt gun? I mean, granted, the cow knows that his time's up. He's rolling down that fucking assembly line, hanging from the roof. He gets a bolt gun put to his head. Pop. But, I mean, you know, he dies pretty quick. I mean, I guess there's terror leading up to that point, but I'm not going to stop eating meat because of that. Similarly, while he likes free-range farming as an idea, he doesn't encourage it in all cases as it can be worse for the environment. Oh, of course. Yeah, the fact with Army, the cost-to-benefit ratio doesn't work out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I don't care. Let's move on. What's next? Yeah. His work has been widely influential among cultural Marxist pinheads. However, some philosophers, such as Richard Sorabji, have argued that his moral theory is simplistic and gives rise to strange moral instructions in some situations. Religious objections, thou shalt not kill, everything. How long is this thing? Let me see. I thought it was shorter than this. Okay, well, it's not too much longer. Where are the three philosophers in question? I've just seen one. Many religions have lines of scripture that are commonly interpreted as encouraging or even mandating veganism. Maybe if you're Hindu. Certainly not Christianity, yo. Those ancient peoples were eating up that meat, yo, sacrificing those bulls to Yahweh. What are you talking about? Clearly not talking about Christianity, which they hate. But to hold up other religions as being a representation of what they believe. And, oh, look, hey, this ancient religion, it upheld veganism, see? We're right. Yeah. In Jainism, oh, Jesus. Aren't Jainists like, nonviolent pacifists? Like, if you were to have a village of Jainists, you could walk in there, bop all the women on the fucking head, leave with them, rape them, murder them. The men wouldn't do anything. Well, I'm a Jainist, you know, I'm a pacifist. Wouldn't it be morally correct for you to employ violence in the defense of others and stop these horrible, evil people who you could stop because you outnumber them way more if you wanted to? No, because I'm a pacifist. See, I use my obscure religious beliefs to justify cowardice and inaction. Vegetarianism is mandatory. Yeah, Jainism. How many people have heard of Jainism? I mean, I've heard of Jainism. I know some of their principles. I'm an educated guy, but how many people have heard of Jainism? They're having to hold up some pretty fucking out there, unheard of religions to justify making the whole world vegan, which, by the way, you would have to do at the point of a gun, at the barrel of a gun. This would have to be done through coercion, yo. Well, either that or you burn down all of the food manufacturing plants and kill all the fucking animals. Oh, wait, they're already doing that now. Even though the mainstream media ain't talking about it. Very soon you'll have to be a vegan because you'll have no choice, because the only thing that'll be in the fucking store shelves are cockroaches, bugs, crickets. Yeah. By the way, that would be veganism. Isn't that making the bugs suffer? You got all these vegans running around telling fucking meat eaters, well, hey, you should be okay with eating the bugs. They're living beings too! Well, they're not as important as that cow or the billion weevils that have died in the past 50 years to feed us. harming animals is considered bad karma. I don't believe in karma, okay? Give me a fucking break. Hitler probably lived out his life in, South America, all right? That dude who was found in that bunker with no face, it wasn't Hitler, all right? Hitler lived out his days in opulence, comfort, With stolen money and gold and shit. Yeah. Where was the karma for him? Yeah. Hinduism and Buddhism also have scripture forbidding violence against animals. Oh, here we go. Hinduism and Buddhism. Oh, yeah. First of all, Buddhism's not really a religion. And Hinduism, these people. Have you been to India? It's a big socialist paradise, yo, and it's a shithole. But how much that applies to the killing of animals for food is still debated. I'm pretty sure they eat a lot of meat over there in India, by the way. Monkeys, too, who are closer to humans in many cases than a lot of other animals, and a lot smarter, and in many cases sentient, except maybe spider monkeys. Those tiny little monkeys, their brains are too small in relation to their body size in many cases to consider them, like, fully sentient. But chimps, they got a problem eating those, I think. For those who do eat meat, ritualized methods of minimizing the suffering of the animal before death exist. They get cut in the head with a bolt gun. How much more humane can you get? A third of Hindus are vegetarians. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. The number of vegetarian Buddhists is not known with certainty. The Dalai Lama, a big, giant grifter he is, tried the diet for a while himself, but was forced back to omnivorism again for health reasons. He continues to encourage veganism in the name of reducing the suffering of animals, even though he doesn't live up to his own fucking ethics and morals and principles. I love that. Don't eat meat! While he's eating meat, yeah. Similar ideas exist in the Abrahamic traditions, though they are notably less hard line. Jews eat meat? What are you fucking talking about? I mean, it's kosher, but they're still eating it. Some rabbis have argued that Judaism encourages veganism. Yeah, vegan rabbis, that is. So they interpret the text along the lines of their own biases. And many Christian monastic orders have been vegetarian through history. That's because they were fucking poor, broke, mofos. The only people that could afford meat in a lot of cases was the abbot of that fucking monastery and the nobility. Leo Tolstoy, the author of War and Peace, incorporated veganism into his Christian pacifism later in life. Oh, jeez. As eating meat required an act which is contrary to the moral feeling of killing. I don't feel anything when I kill, at least not an animal. Maybe if I'm hunting, get a rush, shoot that fucking deer in the head. Good shot! And then I eat the deer. Why don't you hold up the fucking Native Americans as an example? You love Native Americans. You people love Indians. Why don't you hold them up? Oh, they eat meat. They ate meat. Well, we hold them up as the wise Stone Age man, the wise shaman people, lovers of Earth, but only when it suits our purposes. Yeah. Pythagoras of the theorem encouraged an entire way of life named for him. I love these arguments from authority. Well, Pythagoras was a vegetarian. Isn't that why we're in the mess we are now? Because we're listening to all these fucking authority figures and how they think the world ought to be. Bunch of fucking mathematicians so divorced from reality they spend most of their time studying numbers, but we should listen to them. The Noam Chomskys of the world. Fuck off. This wrath motivated by the belief in reincarnation and aversion to violence. Yeah, because humans are well known for their aversions to violence. Oh, yeah. Yeah. As is the animal kingdom, where it's eat or get eaten. Yeah. This is all fantasy. Environmentalism. The hippies are taking over. How much? Okay, it's not much longer. Lastly, many... But by the way, this is true. The hippies have already taken over, which is why we're hearing all this vegan bullshit to begin with. Many recent thinkers, including Steve Best and Peter Singer, have put forward arguments based on the environmental costs of industrial animal farming. And industrial costs. Is this the cow farts again? Is this the AOC cows farting bullshit? Well, that contributes more methane, greenhouse gases than anything else. I don't know. Farting humans contribute a hell of a lot, by the way. They're farting so much because they're high-protein diets, realist. If they just ate vegetables, they wouldn't be farting at all. Oh, really? This gigantic bulk diet, which would turn you into somebody that looked like a fucking ape with a big pot belly because you're eating 5 pounds of fucking vegetables a day to get all the nutrients you need? That wouldn't create a lot of gas? Really? It seems like these people are against the natural facts, realities of existence. Yeah. They point to studies like One in Nature, which reminds us of how much of the carbon footprint of meat production we'll have to cut back on if we want to reach our goals in the fight against climate change. Yeah, because the world's going to end, even though you can't tell me what year, motherfuckers. it's going to happen overnight. Like tomorrow there's going to be some fucking tidal wave that just washes the earth clean of all humanity. That's not how it works. This kind of stuff will be a slow, gradual process that they haven't proven is a reality. You might have noticed that most of these schools and thinkers share a common theme. They tend to object to the production of meat. The killing and suffering of the animal. So the production of meat, even though these animals wouldn't exist in the first place unless we produced them to create meat, at least they're getting to have some life. Life that wouldn't exist if we didn't create them. But then we slaughter them. Woo! That invalidates their life. That suffering. Why? The killing and suffering of the animal rather than the actual act of eating it. Some people make arguments along these lines, but they are in the minority. Most, if not all, of the thinkers, not a lot of thought going on here, just a lot of sophistry, emotionality, mentioned above would undoubtedly be fine with lab-grown meat. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Trust me. They'd find something wrong with that. It's lab-grown meat. It's still encouraging toxic masculinity. That meat's still allowing men to make testosterone in large amounts, which leads inevitably to violent behavior in the world, which is toxic. They'd find a reason to be against the lab-grown meat, too. Trust me. Also, that lab-grown meat might not be able to create the testosterone. They might engineer it in such a way that it doesn't have any real benefits aside from the protein. which might be engineered in a way that it doesn't help in the production of testosterone. Who knows? They could fucking engineer some shit into there that'll make you morph genetically and turn into, well, mouth-breathing, troglodytic moron, which is what most people are these days anyway. But that might accelerate it. We don't know. Who knows what's in this shit? Just like the fucking jab. The energy cost of the producing it could be lowered. Ooh. Similarly, many debates over if it is all right to eat oysters. No, not by the logic put forth in this piece, which probably can't feel pain. Oh, that's what all that matters, if it feels pain? Cal doesn't feel pain. He dies instantly. I'm putting the equivalent of a 50-round fucking caliber bullet in his head. There's no pain there. And a rather plant-like. Oh, that makes it okay. See, I can justify eating meat here because this is a lower life form. You just said there's no differential and they should all be equal. Oh, but this is a reasonable, rational piece. Yeah. Yeah, I've taken place. They're rather plant-like and I'm taking a place as part of the broader discussion of moral veganism. There you have it, philosophers. I saw one philosopher here. Where are the three? I guess I should be happy. It was just one. This piece is already rather long, and I've fucking rambled on enough. Philosophers are of behind veganism. Where? Not any notable ones. I didn't hear Aristotle talking about how veganism was so philosophically sound and that, you know, you should be a fucking vegan. Nor did I hear fucking Socrates talking about that. Even that idiot Plato wasn't saying you should be a fucking vegan. Being a vegan's a luxury, yo. In a first world country. We got all these cheap fucking options because we've gotten so good at producing wealth and resources. We're getting so good at it, people can afford to be this fucking misguided. And they make very good arguments. Now, these arguments were horrible. I already pointed out all the contradictions as to why you should eat less meat. The only way these arguments would look good is if you're a lefty and you can't think. And you don't spot all the contradictions that I just spotted in the logical fallacies. Yeah, they make very good arguments as to why you should eat less meat, if any at all. Yeah, let's eat no meat. You know what people are going to look like if they eat no meat? You know those little gray aliens with the tiny little fucking bodies and the big fucking heads? With those gigantic brains in relation to their body size, like 600 IQs? We're going to be the opposite in head size, but the same little tiny body. Little tiny fucking Beetlejuice heads. No brain power. Tiny little fucking shriveled, stunted bodies. And brains. That's what they want. Yeah. It's easy to control dumb weaklings. While they won't convince everybody to switch to tofu, they do provide an excellent starting point for any discussion of what an ethical diet is. Fuck you. You know what an ethical diet is? An ethical diet is not eating other people. I can promise I won't eat other people. Okay? I'm not a cannibal. That's it. I won't eat other people. I won't promise not to eat dogs, because maybe I'll end up in the middle of the wilderness somewhere with no fucking food, and I see a dog, and, you know, he looks pretty tasty. I have nothing to eat. I'll call him over. Here, little boy. Bop. I'll eat the dog. I'll even eat the fucking dog. Give me a fucking break with this ethical diet bullshit. These animals are not as important as us, and I'm not going to act like they are. You're not acting like they are either. You made all these special pleading arguments about these lower life forms, oysters and shit. Well, you know, they're too stupid. Well, it's the same argument I'm making, yo. But you say my argument's invalid, and yours is okay, even you, though you're saying the same fucking thing. I love it. Lovely. Anyhow, let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.